From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with a reporter in Iraq who spoke with a man who supports the attacks on U.S.-led forces there. But our lead comes out of the White House Rose Garden, where President Bush held a press conference today. He spoke on many issues, Israel, Medicare, others, but mostly Iraq and the war on terrorism.
The foreign terrorists are trying to create conditions of fear and retreat because they fear a free and peaceful state in the midst of a part of the world where terror has found recruits, that freedom is exactly what terrorists fear the most.
President Bush at the White House today. NPR's Ted Clark joins us from Washington. Ted, tell me more about what the president had to say today. I didn't catch all the news conference.
Well, that was a theme that he returned to over and over again, the cut that we just heard, that terrorists have no objective, no agenda other than to kill and to instill fear, and that the United States would not be intimidated by the terrorists. He did not really offer any new prescriptions for dealing with the security situation in Iraq other than what the United States is attempting to do right now. Which he described as getting better actionable intelligence so that U.S. forces there can go after the resistance and the people who are setting off the bombs that have caused so much havoc in Baghdad and the environments in the last few days.
There were a lot of pointed questions about whether he'd underestimated the dangers of intervention in Iraq. How did he respond?
Yes, well, he was asked about that famous speech on the aircraft carrier deck with the sign behind him saying mission accomplished, and was that perhaps premature? And the president said that actually the White House had not put up that sign, that it had been put up by sailors on board the ship. And then he said you should look carefully at that speech because I made the point in that speech that Iraq remains a dangerous place. However, I think you'd have to concede that the president did not lay out the kind of danger and the extent of danger that that we've seen in recent weeks in Iraq in that speech or indeed in remarks for several weeks thereafter. It's only in this summer that it really became evident that the resistance in Iraq is quite fierce.
About the nature of that resistance, the administration has been saying a lot of it comes from foreign terrorists who've moved into Iraq precisely to fight the coalition, and that question was raised as well.
Yes, the administration actually kind of goes back and forth on this question. Generals on the ground have said in recent days they don't believe that foreigners are a major part of the resistance. Generals continue to blame this on Saddam Hussein loyalists. However, if you look at the bombings in the last day or two, most of which were suicide bombings, and several of which were simultaneous, the four or five bombings yesterday that all happened within 45 minutes in Baghdad, they kind of have the hallmarks of al-Qaeda attacks, suicide bombings simultaneously set off in various, in different locations. So I think one has to conclude that at least some of the most spectacular attacks that have been that we have witnessed in recent days are probably the work of foreigners who are perhaps sympathetic to al-Qaeda, who have entered Iraq over the last few weeks in order to fight the Americans, much as foreigners went to Afghanistan to fight the Soviet Union when the Soviets invaded that country two decades ago.
NPR's Ted Clark in Washington. Thanks very much, Ted.
You're welcome.